it was exceptionally well received. I mean, I knew, so my maiden speech was designed to make an impact, and it did, and it was on the poll tax. And Robert Farquharson, who's the director of the action group, who's still there, that I worked for, we sat in a pub and went over it as well. I mean, I spent a lot of time on it. And I said, there was, the poll tax was the defining thing, you know, or the community charge, as Michael Ancram liked to call it. And Robert said, the community charged into the polling booths and voted him out. That was in my maiden speech. Yeah. And I mean, okay, it's slightly breaking the rules because you're supposed to praise, not bury Caesar, to reverse Shakespeare. But it was a powerful speech, and reported as such. I mean, people tried to interrupt me on my maiden speech, and the speaker said, "It's a maiden." So I knew the Conservatives were seething. So I knew in my next speech they'd get me. So I practiced how I was going to tackle the first intervention. And the way I was going to tackle it was, I was going to say, I'm glad the Honourable Member hasn't sought to hide his ignorance under a bushel. Right, a meaningless, semi-witty thing, from the Bible, of course, putting in ignorance instead of a talent or whatever, And a guy got up, and I hit him with this, and nobody else got up. And he came up to me afterwards, and he said, "You're a bit harsh on me, Nigel, I said, and I told him my strategy. I said, "I'm afraid you just walked into something. It was not personal. But I knew you guys were out to get me." And John Smith, who was in the chamber at the time, said, "How did you think that was a cutting one in your feet?" And I said, "Thank you, John.